In the case report article that I reviewed in last month's program involving the treatment of an open bite, I suggested that the authors might have considered the use of tongue spur therapy prior to deciding on the need for surgical treatment to correct the open bite. Have you ever used tongue spurs to correct an open bite? If you have, were they effective? If you haven't used tongue spurs, what was the reason that you decided not to use them? Did you think they would not be effective or possibly not tolerated by patients due to their sharpness? A study titled "The Impact of Spur Therapy in Dental Alveolar Open Bite" by Philip Meyer Marcotti et al., which appeared in the November 2013 issue of the Australian Orthodontic Journal, addressed these questions. In this study, the authors evaluated 31 patients who averaged 13.3 years of age and received tongue spur therapy for the correction of their anterior open bites. The authors used a palatal bar from maxillary first molar to maxillary first molar that had pointed spurs at a 45-degree downward angle from the occlusal plane distal to the maxillary incisors. Plaster casts and lateral cephalometric radiographs were taken prior to treatment and immediately after tongue spur therapy to evaluate dental and skeletal changes. The tongue spurs were left in place for an average of 8 months, during which no other orthodontic therapy was initiated. What did the authors find when they evaluated the changes that had occurred? The bottom line is that the use of tongue spurs resulted in a correction of the open bite in all patients. This is the kind of study that I like because you don't have to do any powerful or robust or whatever term you want to add to statistics to determine what happened since the appliance worked in 100% of the cases. Additionally, the authors noted that no patient treated with palatal spurs had the appliance removed early, nor were injuries to the tongue or the oral mucosa encountered. Previous research has also shown that these appliances have no negative psychological effects on patients. I should also note that a primary cause of anterior open bites is a resting tongue habit, which appears as a rectangular opening mesial to the canines, and a picture of a patient with a resting tongue habit is demonstrated in this article. I should also note that research has shown that tongue thrusting habits are not a cause of anterior open bites, but rather an accommodation to the oral environment, that is, excessive overjet. When the overjet is corrected, tongue thrusting will discontinue. The results of this article strongly support the work of Dr. Roberto Huestis from Mexico City, who has demonstrated numerous cases of significant open bite closure by simply using tongue spurs. You can find this article in the November 2013 issue of the Australian Orthodontic Journal,